Did you advise the defendants that you were leaving, or did they tell you to leave?
He was harassing me, and I told him that I was leaving.
Did this renter have a rough time?
They came and harassed me the day I was leaving.
I'm going to get a whole different story from them.
Or were the landlords the ones suffering?
He was evicted. He didn't voluntarily move out.
There are things that I don't understand as a common sense person. Why do you think they wanted you out? There's something wrong with them. They're mental.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Justin Whiting is suing his former landlords, Kevin and Karen Fiesler, for stealing his property and harassment.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 577 on the calendar in the matter of Whiting versus Fiesler.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Whiting, it is your claim that the defendants, who were your landlords, kept some of your property.
Yes, Your Honor.
They say that you moved out. You abandoned the property. They kept it as long as they had to by law, and then they got rid of it. You knew Mr. and Mrs. Fiesler. How, sir?
I met them because I seen a sign in their front yard for a house for rent.
Did you know them before?
I did not.
And it was a house?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you sign a lease?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you have a copy of that lease?
I do, Your Honor.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Hey.
Okay, so you rented the house for 5 months.
Yep. It was stated on there that...
Okay. Now, at the end of that five-month period, did you advise the defendants that you were leaving, or did they tell you to leave?
I had spoken with Kevin at my place of work where he was harassing me, and I told him that I was leaving.
On what date did you tell him you were leaving?
July 4th, I believe.
This lease ends June 1st, 2013.
We had made an agreement verbally months before that he was going to extend the lease to a year, and on the lease itself, it actually states 6 months, but he wrote 5 months. And...
Well, it says 5 months, and that's what it is, and it ends June 1st. So is what you're saying that you paid him for the month of July?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did he pay you for the month of July?
For the month of June.
Well, that's what I want to know. He was there on July 4th.
He was there illegally on July 4th.
Well, that's what I want to know. I'd like to see proof, sir, that you paid for each month that you were there, including July. Well, this is May 13th, and this was for $600. Is that because you moved in the middle of the month?
In May, I made two payments. There was a couple missing there. And prior to moving in, we paid first and last month's rent plus a security deposit.
I see 1 month in April, you paid $1,300. Is that because you didn't pay 1 month?
That would have been a full month, and then that would have been the rest of the first and last month's rent, because we had agreed that he could give me a little bit of time to pay it because it was such a huge lump sum of money.
Is that why that amount is $1,300?
Yes, he was catching up on some late rent.
Things that he didn't have.
Stated in the lease for...
Okay. So you told him that you were moving, and that was on July 4th. Did he ever pay the last month's rent?
No, not all of it.
How much did he pay of the last month's rent?
Zero. Never paid any months.
Because I know it says that you were supposed to pay last month's rent, but according to your evidence, you didn't pay everything. You were catching up.
Your Honor, on the first day, we paid first and last month's rent, so I paid July, and it would have been January, and then we paid a security deposit upon moving in, so my last month was already paid for.
They're not even asking for rent. Now, when did you move out?
July.
July what?
14th.
What items did you take with you when you moved out?
I took my expensive pianos and computers and a couple of my televisions.
You took a piano?
Yes.
You took TVs, all big items?
Yes.
And what items did you leave?
There is a mini refrigerator, my entire record collection, my two bookcases full of books, some posters or pictures, my heart medication, my cell
phone. Why did you leave it?
They came and harassed me the day I was leaving. They had a gang of people run up, and Karen was actually videotaping. They blocked off the driveway, and they said that I needed to get out of there immediately and that I was already supposed to be out of there.
I'd like to see that video.
Karen took it with her cell phone, Your Honor.
You mean a gang of people coming up after you?
It was Kevin, Karen, and two of his brothers, their son, and I think, I believe a friend. I didn't know exactly all of them, but I knew a couple that were family.
When had you been told to leave?
It was that night before.
Had you been given a 3-day notice to leave?
No, Your Honor.
Is that correct?
No, it's not.
Do you have a copy of the notice?
Yes. May I speak?
What?
Oh, I was going to say, I was there when they came over and blocked off the... I was there, Your Honor.
And?
When Kevin and the gang of people came in and tried to, you know, get Justin out the house and all that kind of stuff. So. I
mean, and he took stuff with him. Piano?
Yes.
Piano?
Yeah, piano and just a few things.
Piano?
I don't know specifically.
Piano? Televisions?
Yes. Pictures,
and
books.
And what did he put the piano?
The back of his car.
He put a piano in the back of his car?
It was electronical.
So it was a keyboard?
Yes.
Not a piano. And the televisions, how big were they?
I'd say 30, 40 inches.
30, 40 inches.
Yes.
And where did he put those?
In his expedition, one of his other vehicles.
How many vehicles did he have?
Well, he has two. He has his own BMW, which he doesn't have right now. But and then the expedition, he has that as well.
And?
He put the rest of his stuff in there.
And you were there helping him?
Yes.
What time did you get to the house on the 14th?
8 o'clock.
8 a.m.?
Yes.
And is that when you started to help him move?
Mm-hmm.
And what time of the day do you say that the move was interrupted?
11, maybe 12.
And what had been moved in that 4 hours?
Well, I was helping him clean and move some of his things into his car.
What had been moved in those 4 hours? So far, you've just told me two TVs that he put in the expedition and a piano that he put in the back seat of his car.
Right.
That's not 4 hours worth.
Well, I mean, we didn't move totally for that 4 hours. I mean,
what were you doing?
We were gathering things together.
What gathering?
Well, the yard and we were cleaning the basement. And I actually, the night before, I'd spoken to Kevin and told him that I would clean up the house if given proper time. And then I did. I started by mowing the yard.
Well, let me ask you this question, Mr. Whiting. I mean, we're now in April, and this stuff that very important stuff to your heart you've been missing since July. So what I want to know from you is, between July and April, did you go to the police and ask them to help you retrieve the rest of your belongings?
I did, Your Honor, and I spoke with an advocate.
Just a second. I'd like to see a copy of that report.
There was no report. I was told to do this and send a certified letter. According to the Minnesota laws, upon moving out, Kevin was supposed to have an officer sign papers.
Listen to me, sir. Don't read me Minnesota laws. I'm going to get a whole different story from them about your breaches of the lease and who else was there and all the covenants that were broken. I really don't care about that. What I care about is you're suing them for $5,000 for things that they retained. And I want to know what took you between July and now to get to court.
Your Honor, I filed before December, and our court case was not even until now.
You filed in December?
Yes, Your Honor. And I sent certified letters in August and September asking, and they were signed, so they were received.
I'd like to see it.
That is his daughter, who's now living there using my items.
Right.
And I have pictures of all the harassment. I'm blocking my driveway.
Not interested in. You don't like a place you leave, evidently. They rented this house to you. You see, there are things that I don't understand as a common sense person. They wanted to rent their house. You were a tenant, and you say that despite the fact that you may have been a little late as a tenant, you paid your rent.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, they have a rental property. You're a renter. Why would they want you out, sir? Why do you think they wanted you out?
Your Honor, when I threatened to go to the cops because Kevin had harassed me at my job and cornered me in bathroom.
I don't understand why they would harass a paying tenant.
Your Honor, Kevin was there so much, he should be paying rent. He would show up almost every day. They would sit across the road waiting for me to come home. They would walk in the house when I wasn't there.
Mr. Whiting, I'm just curious. What do you think they're going to tell you as to what the problem was with your tenancy?
Was that I had too many people over too often. And I had...
Just a second. So they're going to tell me that there was a complaint that you weren't a great tenant. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense. Why would they harass you, sir, if you were a paying tenant and they had a rental property?
Your Honor.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Within a week of living there, they came into the house and were asking everybody. I had four people over and they were asking them if they lived there because they said that only I was supposed to be living there. And they called me down to the basement.
Were they staying there?
No, Your Honor. It was my brother and my best friend and my manager for my band.
Were any of them staying at your house?
No, Your Honor.
Are they going to tell me that they were staying at your house?
They will try to tell you that, Your Honor.
Yes, they will. Okay. What did you do with his stuff? that he left behind?
I stored it for the 28 days.
Show me.
It was stored on the property in a locked garage.
Show me.
I have photos that are very clearly marked if you'd like to see them.
I would.
It starts out, Your Honor, what the house looked like before he moved in and then what the house turned into. The reasons why he was evicted, he didn't voluntarily move out. I have court documentation here that shows where he was evicted. And he was supposed to be out on July 14th or 15th, I believe. I sent him a letter.
Just a second. Okay. What is this cat?
The cats that you see in those photos there, when he read the lease and signed it, stated that there's no pets allowed in the house. That is the house with the pets in it. And you'll also notice.
Okay.
They were my parents' cats who live kitty corner, and they were there for 8 days, Your Honor. While they were gone, I was house sitting two cats, and the dog was there for less than 10 hours.
I'm going to show you the pictures, sir.
I have a bunch of pictures as well.
I'm going to show you the pictures. I want you to just take a look at the first few pictures there, sir.
Anna, these pictures are stuff that when they moved our stuff, they threw it into a corner in the garage. And yeah, there is a cat.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It still doesn't make sense when somebody has a rental property, they have a renter. Why would they harass them, sir?
They harassed the tenant before
you mean,
me, too.
You mean there's something wrong with them? They're mental.
Yes, Your Honor.
And later today.
She wants the money. She makes $12,000 a year. Who do you live with?
Myself, my 10-year-old daughter.
She's a single mother. She doesn't live with her mommy and daddy like you do.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Justin Whiting says former landlords, Kevin and Karen Fiesler, harassed him during his tenancy. He also claims they refused to return his property when he moved out.
Yeah. You have a copy of the letter that you sent that allegedly accompanied this?
No, Your Honor. It was two sentences stating that this is my final getting in. I also have pictures here of them mowing over my gardens. They purposely mowed over my garden when I was on vacation for 2 days, and I had been growing for months. I also have pictures of them blocking off the driveway when I asked them to stop harassing me. I asked them to write me, because you're supposed to write a letter, 24 hours notice.
They don't want you as a tenant. They didn't like what was going on in their house.
And I was
okay with leaving. You left the house a mess.
The house was not a mess.
You left the house a mess. Is that a picture of the snowmobile you're complaining about?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
It doesn't work.
It works fine, Your Honor.
Did it?
I rode it all the time, Your Honor.
Did you?
Yes.
Then why didn't you take it with you?
It was middle of summer, and I didn't have time to take it. I was taking my stuff that was...
I can't help you. I am totally unsympathetic with you.
Your Honor, I ended up in the hospital because all the harassment of these people ditched me. I have hospital bills because of my mental health.
You know something? It still doesn't make sense when somebody has a rental property, they have a renter. Why would they harass them, sir?
They started right
away.
Why
would they... No.
They harassed the tenant before
you mean,
me, too.
You mean there's something wrong with them? They're mental.
Yes, Your Honor.
They're mental. They got somebody who paid them their money, and as soon as you moved in, they started to annoy you. As soon as you moved in, they came over to see who was at the house. Do you think that any of the people that you had at the house, because you acknowledge you had a lot of people at the house,
Not a lot, but they would say we did. The most I had ever was eight. Eight other people.
You didn't act in a timely enough manner for me. You left the house a mess. I'm dismissing your complaint. That's it. Goodbye.
Why is our excuse, Jimmy Stephan?
It's unfair and wrong.
I think it was just.
I have a mental condition and a heart problem, and they harassed me so much that even at my place of work, he'd come and harass me. He cornered me in the bathroom.
I did go to his work. I'll admit that. I was trying to see if he wanted to catch up on his rent.
He did all sorts of things that were horrible.
I guess if you call that harassment, I'm guilty.
Don't run from them.
I hope I didn't cause him any heart problems, and I hope he learns his lesson that when he leaves, he should take his stuff with him.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Young versus King. Step forward.
Alicia Young is suing her ex-boyfriend, Ramon King, for a loan to fix his car. Ramon says he never asked for the money.
Miss Young, you met the defendant online?
Yes.
And after a relatively short period of time, he, according to you, needed some money. He needed some money to have his car fixed.
Yes.
And you took out a loan?
Yes.
To have his car fixed. Gave him the money, or did you pay for it yourself?
I took out the loan, and then I paid the mechanic and whatever parts needed to be.
Was he with you?
Yes.
So you went together?
Yes, I believe we were together.
How much after you met did he tell you he needed this money?
It was a few weeks.
Do you remember the day and month that you took out this loan?
Yeah, we met in August. I took
and
out
when
the,
did you take out the loan?
I took out the loan on September 19th. Yes, September 19th, 2013.
How much was the loan for?
$1,400.
Now, did Mr. King pay you back at all?
Yes, he paid me one installment of $100.
When?
November.
And then?
And then after that, I would, you know, continue to ask him, hey, I need the money because I have to pay the bank. And he would just say, you know, he doesn't have it right now. When he has it, he'll give it to me. And I explained to him, well, the bank doesn't care if you do or don't have it. It's going to come out of my account, and I'm not going to let my good name go down. So I continued to pay it.
What do you do for a living, Ms. Young?
I'm a life skills instructor. I work with developmentally disabled adults.
What's your annual salary about?
Less than 12.
And is this your sole
yes.
means of support?
Yes.
And what do you do, Mr. King?
I work construction, ma'am.
You work full-time?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry. How much do you earn?
I make $12.50 an hour, just being honest.
And you live on your own?
No, actually, I'm living with my parents.
With your parents?
Yeah.
Well, if you work construction, make $12.50 an hour, why didn't you have money to pay for your own car?
Well, first of all, I never asked her to do that.
That's not my question. I want you to answer my question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She has a child that she supports from her work.
She did.
You live with your mommy and daddy.
She did.
You're a big grown-up boy who lives with mommy and daddy. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Work harder.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Alicia Young says, ex-boyfriend Ramon King owes for a loan to fix his car.
Okay. My question to you is, if you work and make $12.50 an hour and live at home with your parents, why didn't you pay to have your own car fixed?
I mean, honestly, I pay rent to my parents and everything, but
I don't care. Why didn't you pay for your own car to be fixed?
I had just pulled my car out of another shop, ma'am, before this situation transpired.
Before what situation?
Before the whole situation with Alicia.
This is not a situation. Your car needed to be fixed.
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't you pay to fix it?
Honestly, I didn't have the money at the time. I had just
neither
pulled my
did
car
she.
Out the shop.
Listen to me. Neither did she. She had to take out a loan, so she didn't have the money either. Mr. King, what did you bring that box here for?
Because it's actually a recording. I mean, it's...
It's a recording of what?
Of her voicemail after the fact that she filed a lawsuit against me.
And she said what on this voicemail that I'm going to hear?
She was just telling me, you know, how she was feeling that particular day, and she told me that she loved me.
Who cares? She's suing you.
Yeah.
She wants the money. She makes $12,000 a year. Who do you live with?
Myself, my 10-year-old daughter.
She's a single mother. She doesn't live with her mommy and daddy like you do. Pay for your own car. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, how much do you owe her for your car? Is not an answer.
I owe her $1,300.
Is that what he owes you?
Yeah.
Pay her. Don't be a baby. That's not funny. It's not even attractive.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny.
Not funny when you take advantage of people.
I never tried to take advantage
well,
of her.
You did.
I never asked her to do it for
Listen
me,
to
period.
Me. Did you know she took out a bank loan?
Yes, I did.
That's taking advantage. She has a child that she supports from her work.
She did.
You live with your mommy and daddy.
She did.
You're a big grown-up boy who lives with mommy and daddy and has a big box. Instead of having a big box, have some responsibility. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Work harder. Goodbye. Go. Right. Now.
Parties are excused. They step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't care about all the drama that went on in the house. Was anybody drinking during this drama?
No, Your Honor.
So everybody was sober during this drama. Even worse.
Judge Judy.
It is what it is, and it's God's will, and that's what happened.
She was trying to buy my love.
I tried to settle it outside the courtroom, but Mr. King wasn't really cooperating very well.
She told me that there was things about her that if I knew, I would run.
Just because of the relationship we had, and if I wouldn't have taken out the loan, I wonder what it could have been.
She had some psychological issues that she didn't want me to know off top, and once I did find out, then I did back up.
I'm just too nice, and I have to be smart about what I do and look out for me and my own.
I never try to take advantage of that girl, period.